I hate to say something so simple to you. The only reason we're not walking in it is unbelief. That's it. It's unbelief. That's going to change. He's showing me. I'm telling you, you've heard me say it. You've heard me say it because I heard him say it. We are going to look back at all these previous days and we are going to just laugh that we ever thought it was so hard. Amen. And I want to tell you this, another analogy he gave me. See, I was only about 7 or 8 years old when they broke the 4-minute mile. But I remember it was such a big deal. And I read about it, I heard about it later in high school, in school, you know. In the 50s, finally, this guy broke the 4-minute mile. And nobody ever, and many had tried, they tried forever. Since we had clocks, I guess, you know, and where you could stopwatch. And there were books written about how it is impossible that man will ever... Hey, you ought to read some of them they used to have about when trains were coming out. And they said, no, if the man's body travels faster than 15 miles an hour, his mind will explode. Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be like the 4-minute mile he showed me. Because once they broke it, everybody started breaking it. Something happened in their believer. Can I say it that way? Something happened in their believer. Oh, I can do this. That's coming to you. Oh, I can do this. And it's really Christ in me, but I can do this. And it's going to be exactly like the 4-minute mile thing. It's going to sweep through the body. And it's not going to be just the preachers, just the fivefold. I mean, it's going to sweep through the body. And we're going to have 4-minute mile breakers everywhere. We're going to have anointed ministers everywhere. Mary Wallpaper, Joe Public, same Holy Ghost, same hose, same connection. You are joined by one spirit to the Lord, the same.